This is the Sicha on Purim in Chelek Chav Aleph. The Medrash tells us that after Haman's decree was finalized, Haman and his buddies encountered Mordechai. Mordechai followed three young children on the way home from Cheder and spoke with them. The smug Rishayim followed Mordechai and listened in to hear the conversation. "Psoik li psukecha," says Mordechai, "tell me your pasuk. What have you learned today in Cheder?" The first child recited the pasuk of Altira, the second child Utsu Eitza, and the third child recited the pasuk of Ve'adzikna. When Mordechai heard their responses, he laughed and rejoiced, a simcha gedoyla. Haman asks, "What's the simcha?" Mordechai says, "These youngsters just gave me the good news that I should not fear your evil ideas and plans." So Haman HaRasha becomes very angry and declares that the children will be the first targets in his evil plan. The Megillah storyline tells us the reason for Haman's gezeira as follows. There was a rule. All the king's servants and ministers bowed to Haman. There was one minister, Mordechai HaTzadik, who didn't acquiesce. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. Only Mordechai HaYehudi from among everyone refuses to bow. When Haman inquires, "Who is this guy and why doesn't he bow?" they tell Haman, "Mordechai is a Yehudi. He's one of the heads of the Sanhedrin. He is a Jewish leader, and this not bowing is a Jewish thing. Jews don't bow to any power other than Hashem. This is an expression of their Jewishness. They do not believe in any other deities or powers." Haman is filled with so much anger and decides that he will take revenge and get rid of all the Jews, Rachmana Litzlan, not only Mordechai. He will solve the Jewish problem. Now, what was the spiritual reason that enabled the Gezerah to take hold? The fact that Yidden at that time did bow to an idol. They allowed themselves their essential connection with Hashem to be tainted or blocked. And it was unclear whether they behaved this way only externally or if they had completely severed their ties with Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So when Mordechai hears from the young children these psukim, and in this particular order, he was overcome with joy. Each of these psukim reflects a different level of emunah and bitachon in Hashem. They also represent how we educate our children. Altira is instructive for the youngest child. Even before he understands anything, he or she is taught to have conviction and not to be afraid. No reason necessary. Utsu Eitza explains to the child why they don't have to be afraid. Why? Here's the reason. Ki imanu kel, because Hashem is with us. And finally, v'yad zikna, v'yad seva, as we begin to go from level to level in growing up, we know that the Eibishter takes care of us and carries us. From these psukim, shared by the Tinoike Shel Beis Rabbam, the little cheder boys on their way home, Mordechai HaTzadik realized that through the children he could bring the Yidden back. He could help the Yidden fortify their bonds with the Eibishter, and that all was not lost. So he proceeded to rend his garments, gather the children, and begin the process of teshuva to help bring about the Yeshua. We know from the words of Akibel HaYehudim that on Purim, Yidden completed the process of Matan Torah, Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar. They accepted the Torah willingly and with Mesiras Nefesh. Matan Torah, as we know, was also facilitated by the children. Baneinu Arevim Badeinu. The children were the guarantors. We nominated them for this task. In the story of Purim, though, they invested themselves. They were fearless and showed great Mesiras Nefesh. Of their own volition, they followed Mordechai, their leader. In every generation, we can get cues about the state of Jewish affairs from what the children are learning, what kind of chinuch they are receiving. Reb Eliezer, the father of the Baal Shem Tov, taught this very same foundational message before his passing. "My son, don't be afraid of anyone or anything other than Hashem. Emuna and bitachon are the foundation of our children's chinuch." And if they are learning this, we can be sure that Veheshiv Lev Avos Al Banim, the hearts of the parents will be returned to Hashem through the children with the coming of Mashiach. May it be now.